As to pride, we must define its specific nature from the qualities that we ascribe to be proud. As to pride, we must define its specific nature from the qualities that we ascribe to be proud. For just as with other things, in virtue of their nearness and likeness up to a certain point, their divergence beyond that point escapes notice, so it is with pride. That is why sometimes men who are contrary lay claim to the same character. For instance, the illiberal to that of the liberal, the churlish to that of the dignified, the overconfident to that of the courageous, for they are concerned with the same things and are up to a certain point contiguous, as the courageous man and the overconfident man are ready to face danger, but the former in one way and the latter in another, and these ways differ greatly. Now we assert the proud man, as it is indicated by the name we apply to him, is characterized by a certain greatness of soul and capacity, and so he seems like the dignified and the magnificent man, since pride seems to be accompanied by all the virtues. For to assess correctly great goods and small is praiseworthy. Now those goods are thought great which are pursued by the man of the best character in regard to what seems to be pleasures, and pride is the best. But every virtue correctly assesses the greater and the less among its objects, as the wise man and the virtue would direct, so that all the virtues seem to go with this one, or this with all the virtues. Further, it seems characteristic of the proud man to be contemptuous. Each virtue makes one contemptuous of what is esteemed great, contrary to reason. For instance, courage is contemptuous of dangers of this kind, for it considers it disgraceful to hold them great, and numbers are not always frightening. And the temperate is contemptuous of many great pleasures, and the liberal of wealth. This characteristic seems to belong to the proud man, because he busies himself about few things, and those great, and not because someone else thinks them so. The proud man would consider rather what one virtuous man thinks than many ordinary men do. As Antipater would say, after this condemnation, said to Agathon, when he praised his defense of himself, disdain seems to be the emotion particularly characteristic of the proud man. Again, as regards honor, life, and riches, about which men seem to busy themselves, he thinks nothing of them except honor. He would be pained if denied honor, and if ruled by someone unworthy. He delights most of all when he obtains honor. In this way, he would seem to be inconsistent, for it is in...